All right, we are going to, we have three children that we're going to dedicate today. And we're going to start with Haley and Gary and their little boy Drake. So cute. Let's have you guys come on this side of me so everybody can see you and the baby. Hi, buddy. Oh, you match our nursery. There's a lot of people out there, huh, buddy? He's ready to go. Matthew 19, 13 through 14 says, "Then people brought little children to Jesus for him to place his hands on them and pray for them. But the disciples rebuked them." I know I'd be upset too. Jesus said, "Let the little children come to me and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these." So in presenting Drake for dedication, you signify not only your faith in the Christian religion, but also your desire that he may early know and follow the will of God and may live and die a Christian and come into everlasting blessedness. In order to attain this holy end, it'll be your duty as parents to teach him early the fear of the Lord, to watch over his education and not let him become astray, to direct him in his youthful mind in the Holy Spirit and the Holy Scriptures and his feet to the sanctuary, to restrain him from evil and bad habits, and as much as in you lies, to bring him up in the nature and admonition of the Lord. So will you, Haley and Gary, as Drake's parents, endeavor to do so with the help of God? And if so, say, "I will." And now I will ask you, the congregation, will you commit yourself as the body of Christ to support and encourage these parents as they endeavor to fulfill their responsibilities to little Drake and to assist him by nurturing his growth toward spiritual maturity in Sunday school and youth group and youth nights and all the things? If you agree, will you say, "I will"?
I will.
So I have Drake's first little Bible from his church family and a certificate today to remind you of his dedication when you said, "I will," to remind you. And then we're going to pray for Drake. Normally I would hold the baby, but I do not want to get the baby sick. I would rather not bless him with a cold also. So I'm going to just stay here and pray over the baby. Let's bow our heads. Dear God, we just pray for little Drake today. He has come into your presence. The Holy Spirit is here, just wrapping his arms around little Drake, saying, "I got you, buddy. I'm here with you, and I will walk with you through your whole life, all the ups and downs and all the seasons." God, we pray for this church family, that they would be ready to come behind and around Haley and Gary and support them when the tough stuff happens, because the tough stuff happens when you're raising children. And there's so many different seasons that we walk through as parents. But God has got them. And their church family has been prepared and ready and willing to come in behind them and support them and let them know that they're doing a good job as parents. That God loves them and God loves Drake. And even on the tough days, we'll say, "Hey, you're doing an amazing job." And on the joyful days, we'll say, "Hey, you're doing an amazing job." God is with them. And so we just anoint and bless little Drake that he may never walk away from his faith, but just be transformed by it daily in the Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye, buddy. I'm going to hold him one day. Yeah. I know that was so good. We're going to do it again. So we are going to dedicate little Russell and his brother Jace, who is the big brother, and Jace is going to bring his family up here.
Awesome.
And Russell is matching Jace. Huh? We are so glad, Jace, that we get to dedicate you to the Lord today. such a special day that we get to dedicate both you and Russell. That's pretty special. You guys get to do it together. And Grandma said, finally.
Yes.
All right, so Bree and Ian, today in presenting your children, Russell and Jace, for dedication, you are signifying not only your faith in the Christian religion, but also your desire that both of these boys may early know and follow the will of God, that they may live and die as Christians and come into everlasting blessedness with their Heavenly Father. In order to attain this holy end, it will be your duty as parents to teach them early the fear of the Lord and to watch over their education that they will not be led astray, to direct their youthful mind to the Holy Scriptures and to their feet to the sanctuary, to retrain him from evil associates and bad habits, and as much lies in you to bring them up in the nature and admonition of the Lord. And I know they're already doing that. We already see that in Jace, huh, buddy? Yeah. So will you, Ian and Bree, will you endeavor to do so with the help of God? If so, say I will.
I will.
And church, I ask you now again, will you commit yourself as the body of Christ to support, encourage these parents, Bree and Ian, and endeavor to fulfill their responsibilities to both Russell and Jace, to assist in nurturing them and their growth toward spiritual maturity? If you agree, will you say, we will?
We will.
Grandpa was really loud on that. He wanted to make sure you heard that, Jace. He's going to be there for you. So we have a little Bible for each of them and their dedications. So they can remember, Jace, this is for you, buddy. And you get yours, too. Yeah. And this is for Russell, that he will never forget that he was dedicated to the Lord today and that his church family loves him. Let's pray for these two boys. Dear God, we just dedicate Jace and Russell to you this morning. We are so blessed to have both of these families in our church. We're so thankful that Ian and Bree are here bringing their boys to church each Sunday, loving on them, caring for them. Bree's already helping in children's church and showing her children that this is what we do as a church body. We serve together. We teach. We love. We care. We just pray for little Russell as he grows up to be the man of God that you've called him to be. Bless him, and may he never turn from you. Claim them to your kingdom, Lord Jesus. We pray for Jace as he's already growing into such a wonderful young man of God. He is so ready. I know he's going to be one that just shares Jesus with all his friends. He has wonderful grandparents that love him and family members that come around him and a church body that care for them so much. And Jace has already seen that. And Russell gets to have that opportunity. Very soon he'll realize how loving his church family is. We are so blessed to have these boys in our church that we have the opportunity to share Jesus' love with them. Not just on Sunday, but on all the things, all the events, at our zoo day, and everything in between. We are so blessed to have the children in our church who are growing our church young. We just pray a continued anointing on this family. May Bree and Ian always feel the support and love of their church family, so when the tough comes, they can call anybody and hear a prayer or receive a card of encouragement, and we can let them know, you guys are doing a good job. Just keep loving them and loving Jesus. That's all you got to do. Make sure they love God and others. And Lord, we just thank you so much for today and this opportunity. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
I had the privilege of holding little Russell the other day, so I got to hang out with him. So I already got to hold him. Well, the kids are in service with us today, and that's how we like it, because they're a big part of who we are. And so Miss Sherry created this really cool thing, very cool thing. If you are a kiddo that has an awesome gift bag, you might have seen a really bright yellow piece of paper. And then on the back, it's blue. Do you see that? Yeah? Okay, very good. I'm going to, can you help me with this? I'm going to say come and see, and you're going to put your sign up really high. Okay? Are you ready? Come and see. Yes, very good. And when I say go and tell, you're going to put your sign up really hard. Go and tell. Very good. Okay? So kiddos, you're going to have to help me today. And everyone today is going to have to help me. If I say he is risen, then you say he is risen indeed. Okay? Okay, we're all participating today. Remember, children's pastor coming to you. Okay. So my cup runneth over this morning. Jesus is risen.
He is risen.
For the last 6 weeks, we've been walking through this Lenten season of reflection that prepares us for this Sunday, right now, the morning celebration of Easter. And we've acknowledged the seriousness of what Christ suffered on the cross. We've contemplated what it means to make those same sacrifices while following God's plan for our lives. And now we get to celebrate. Are you ready?
Yes.
Yes. So today's message includes two commands. Are you guys ready, kids? Because here it is. Come and see. Very good. Go and tell. Good job. All right, so we have three kiddos that are going to come read our scripture today. Okay, Katie and Natty and Cameron.
After the Sabbath at dawn on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look at the tomb. There was a violent earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from heaven and, going to the tomb, rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothes were white as snow. The guards were so afraid of him that they shook and became like dead men. The angel said to the woman, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus, who was crucified. He is not here. He has risen, just as he said. Come see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples. He has risen from the dead and is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him. Now I have told you." So the woman hurried away from the tomb, afraid yet filled with joy, and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly Jesus met them. "Greetings," he said. They came to him, clasped his feet, and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee, and there they will see me."
The Guardian's report. While the women were on their way, some of the guards went into the city and reported to the chief priests everything that had happened. When the chief priests had met with the elders and had devised a plan, they gave the soldiers a large sum, telling them, "You are to say his disciples came during the night and stole him away while we were sleeping. If this report gets to the governor, we will satisfy him and keep you out of trouble." So the soldiers took the money and did as they were instructed. And this story has been widely circulated among the Jews to this very day.
Then the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. Then Jesus came to them and said, All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you, and surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age. Matthew 27, Mark 1.
Okay. So what a day. The women head to the tomb first thing in the morning to prepare this body, Jesus' body, with spices. But instead, they find an angel there. An angel who shakes things up a bit, right? And the tomb opens up, and they can come and see. There we go. The empty place where Jesus' body should have been. He was not there. The tomb was empty. And so they're filled with all these emotions, fear and joy. They can probably barely compute in their hearts and their minds what's going on, what's happening. They just know that they are tasked to tell the disciples what they have witnessed. They got to go tell the good news. Very good. Good job. So they hurry and they go and tell. They tell the disciples the good news because he is risen.
He is risen.
Two commands of our scripture today. Come and see and go and tell. Good job. So the women who came to see Jesus, they were invited to come and see. Come and see the empty tomb. And the angel who had rolled this tomb away, it wasn't so that Jesus could come out. It was so that the women could see that it was empty. It was so that they could go in and see the cloth that was no longer needed. What a beautiful picture. And what an opportunity to worship their Savior when they see him on the road. There he was, right in front of them. And the disciples, they see Jesus in Galilee, and they worship him. And the disciples were also invited to come and see. Our first step in our faith journey in this life-changing encounter with the resurrected Jesus, a friend or a coworker maybe, or a family member, they invite you to come and see. So what was that moment for you? Do you feel joy? Did you feel joy like the women at the tomb? Was it like, what was it like giving your life to Jesus that first time? Were you nervous? Were you scared? Were you excited? Were you have all the emotions at once? Your Savior's alive. And he had been knocking on that door of your heart this whole time. Maybe this morning you feel like you haven't had that encounter yet. Even John Wesley, who was serving in the ministry, felt like he had not truly been saved until that one day he famously describes the experience his heart was strangely warmed. Glenn knows. He knows John Wesley like the back of his hand. That was the first time he trusted God alone. He was with his Savior. And after that, he couldn't stop talking about it. He was ready to go and tell everyone. Now, once we are invited to come and see, then we get to go and tell. Because the angel told the women, go and tell the good news. Go tell the disciples. He is not here. He is alive. He is risen.
He is risen.
Jesus then met with his disciples and gave them the great commission. He told them, go and make disciples of all nations. Oh, so then the disciples were called to go and tell. The Great Commission also tells us to go baptize in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Baptism existed before the resurrection. Jesus himself was baptized by his cousin John, but it became this symbol of a new life in Christ for those who choose to follow Jesus. Isn't that exciting? The Great Commission is also a reminder to teach the new disciples to obey everything Jesus had commanded. And that Jesus will always be with them. It isn't enough to have a one-time encounter with Jesus and then continue to live our lives like we once did. We are called to a new life in Christ. And this new life, it leads us as a witness to the world around us. So we should be able to go and tell without saying a word. Our actions should speak that. Teaching the way of holiness is an essential part of living this Great Commission out. Following Jesus isn't just about coming to church. No. Following Jesus is about the charge to go and tell others. Because it's about telling them what we've experienced in Christ, what our life is like now, and what it had been then. Inviting them to come and see so that they can go and tell. See, we have a Messiah who is alive. He has defeated death, and he's now sending us to go and share the good news. We got to invite others to come and see. He is risen?
He is risen indeed.
So today, church, you have an opportunity. I challenge you to come and see. If you have not accepted Jesus in your heart, come and see, because he is risen?
He is risen.
How much more should we, as followers of Jesus, be excited and ready to share the good news of Jesus with those we meet? My little guy Cameron, you guys have all been telling me today, he's been just talking your ears off about his grand slam yesterday, knocked it out of the park. I'm going to brag just a little bit. 2 to 3 feet away from the fence,
and I didn't get it on video. Oh, but it was so good. And we were cheering him on. Well, that little guy, when he was about 4 years old, was at the park, and Ken and I were playing catch, and about, I don't know, lengthwise, how far, maybe a football field away, I see my son Cameron. I can only see the back of him. He's going like this. And I'm like, what is he doing? And he's talking to this dad and this other kid at the park, and he's just, his arms are going excited, and he's just, and I'm thinking, oh my goodness, what is he telling that guy? And so I'm like, Cameron, and Cameron runs over. I'm like, what were you saying to that guy? Mom, I asked him that they knew Jesus, and they said they didn't, and I said, but how do you not know Jesus? He loves you. How do you not know? That's what we got to be doing. We got to go and tell like Cameron. Jesus loves you. How do you not know? We don't go alone, though, do we? We go together. Christ is with us. So let's remember, he is alive, just like Cameron, excited to tell people that Jesus loved them. How do they not know? Our Messiah saved the world. How do they not know? I believe that this is something to worth shouting like the rooftops like Cameron. But Jesus loves you. How do you not know? So let's go and tell the whole world what Jesus has done. Amen? Amen? Invite others to come and see, and together with Christ, go and tell the world, because he is risen.
He is risen.
Do you believe that today?
Yes.
Yes. Do you want to know Jesus more today? Yes, absolutely. He is risen.
He is risen.
We're going to party with our last song. Let's stand up and rejoice. And tell God we love him. Dear God, thank you so much for today. Thank you for this beautiful message to come and see the tomb is empty. Thank you that we can go and tell others about Jesus. We are so thankful for that opportunity. And if someone is here, God, that doesn't know you and is sitting there going, oh man, I want to come and see today. God, let them know. They can ask you into their heart. All you have to say is, Jesus, come into my heart. Forgive me of my sins. I want to know you. I want this excitement like Pastor Nicole and her son Cameron. I want to go and tell other people about Jesus. I want to be a part of that family. God, just bring those people. And if you ask Jesus into your heart today, go tell somebody. Go tell your neighbor. Go tell somebody next to you in church. Because you have a Messiah who is alive and well and ready to walk with you to tell others. He is risen.
He is risen.
Amen. Jesus lives. The tomb was empty. He is risen.
He is risen.
God, thank you so much that we are here to be your people. We're excited to come and see the empty tomb so that we can go and tell all those around our community, our family, our friends, wherever we work, we're just going to go do whatever you've called us to do. God, I just pray that each and every one of us has a wonderful Easter Sunday and a wonderful week just telling all our friends that Jesus loves them. How do they not know? Jesus loves them. Amen. May you have a wonderful Easter Sunday.